There is a destiny for the people of God that, as we speak of and have occasion to speak of quite frequently, means sitting at the king's banqueting table, his wedding feast. And that's something that God has chosen his people to experience, and we can look forward to that. This chapter 3 of John gives us the beginning point of that work of grace in the heart of a believer who one day will be with him forever. John chapter 3. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." We don't know how God does his work of making a person born again. He does the work inside. We don't know when it happens necessarily. We just know that he does it. He says, like the wind blows, you don't really understand it, but it happens. God is the one who causes someone to believe this message that we just read. And although we may be able to give it back in answer to questions, the reality of it residing in the heart so that one truly believes requires a supernatural work of God. As Jesus calls it, being born again. To believe the message truly in the heart is something that only God can make happen. We take this bread and this cup, and we are testifying that although we may not understand, we know that God has so worked in us that we've seen that Jesus needed to die for us if we had any hope of being accepted by God. That we are sinners. Jesus came to save sinners, and I know that that's me. And that he did the perfect work through his obedience and blood. He secured the right to be forgiven by God himself. And so we have the right then to sit at that table one day. Not that we have earned, but that he has done for us. That's what we are saying, among other things, as we take this bread and this cup. We're saying what Jesus was telling Nicodemus that day: I know God has worked in me, that I've been born again. Miracle though it is, beyond human comprehension though it is, but my faith is in Christ. And that John 3:16, probably the most translated, most quoted sentence in the human language, and in the human language, is something that God has made real to me, that He came, gave His life for me, and has worked faith in my heart to believe. And because we live in a visible world, that faith that's in the heart is to be seen. And two ways, among others, that faith, that reality of being born again is seen, is through baptism, the public testimony that there's been this inner work of God in my life, and through the membership in a church, joining with a church, even though they may not have formal membership. That is, we're connected in a relationship with the body of Christ. And so that's, among other reasons, why we ask that unless you have been baptized and have been a member and are a member of a church, that you wait until you are so expressive of your faith before you take the bread and the cup with us here today. This is not for perfect people, and anybody who lives with us for any length of time knows that that's true. This is for people who know that Christ is their Savior and by grace are moving forward into a deeper relationship with Him. So let's stand and sing "For God So Loved the World" as we prepare to take the Lord's Supper together.